My name's Bobby. I was 16. I was suffering from headaches and balance issues, and I had to go through numerous doctors, numerous tests. It took them 6 months to diagnose it. The doctor said to my mum and my sister, we found a tumour in her brain, and it's so close to her nervous system, we don't advise to operate. I'm sorry, in our estimation, it's approximately three weeks to live. Obviously, hearing that, my family was devastated. I was very young, and I didn't understand what the doctors were saying. They came across this doctor. He was in charge of radiotherapy, which had just been introduced in the late 80s. He said, I'm not pronouncing that I'm God, but I can perform it on your daughter. You know, let's see what the future holds. After having the radiotherapy, coming out of the session, it was like being a rag doll. I was just drained. That was a very trying time for me in my life, very challenging. It was life-threatening, and it was life-changing as well. I was the one with the cancer, but I was just so protected and so well looked after and pampered. Time just flew, 23 years on, and I'm still here to tell the story. And I'm very proud about that. What fathoms me is what is it that I have still got to do, still got to achieve, that God kept me? He kept me for a reason. I'm here for a reason. What reason? I still haven't understood that fully, but there is a reason. There's a reason for everything. The doctor said that you wouldn't be able to conceive. And when I told my oncologist that I was expecting, he was shocked. You know, it was a miracle. And we had my son, and I've always believed from day one that he's a gift that's been given to me. My life is a gift. My son is a gift. You know, what more could I ask for? You know, I'm just happy to be with my little family and still be alive.